Okay, our friends. So today we're reading a story called A Little Bit Brave by Nicola Kinnear. And it's read today by Mommy and
a hoo-goopy.
A hoo-goopy? A hoo-goopy. And Mommy. So, let's get right down to it, shall we? Logan was a stay-at-home bunny. His friend Luna was the daring one. She had new adventures every day. They sounded quite exciting, but rather frightening, too. So whenever Luna said, "Come out with me, it's fun," Logan said, "Oh, no. I'll never go outside. It's far too scary." At last, Luna had had enough.
"You have to come out with me."
"No,"
said Logan.
"You're no fun,"
said Luna.
"I'm too scared,"
said Logan.
"Sometimes, Logan, you just have to be a little bit brave,"
shouted Luna. And she stomped out. Logan tried to have a normal morning. He watered his indoor plants. He dusted his shell collection. He baked some cookies, but nothing felt right. He was very upset. Luna had never been angry with him before.
"I have to make it up with her right away,"
he thought. There was just one problem. Luna was outside. And in the picture, we can see the outside, right? Mm-hmm. There are...
Do you think a squirrel would hurt him?
Maybe.
A mouse? Bird?
Possibly.
Do you think plants are harmful?
I don't know. Let's find out what his situation is. It would be an adventure, and Logan had never had one of those. He had no idea what to pack. So he took a snorkel, a flashlight, and a tin of cookies. Then he put on his favorite scarf and gathered up his courage and tiptoed out. Now, in the picture, we can see it's fall, right? Mm-hmm. It's autumn in this picture. There's fallen leaves, orange and brown and red on the floor, and acorns. Do you think he's going to need a snorkel? Do you know what a snorkel is used for?
Scuba diving?
Yeah, being in the water. I'm going to guess he might not need that. It was strange and noisy in the woods. There was flapping and scurrying and tweeting and rustling. "I knew it would be scary," thought Logan. He took a deep breath and called, "Luna!" There was no reply. But lots of other animals scampered up. "Luna?" they said. "She's the bravest bunny in the world."
"She dives into the river to collect shells,"
said an otter.
"She rides around the forest on my back,"
said a deer.
"She explores the deep dark caves and goes looking for bears,"
said a fox.
"That sounds so scary,"
said Logan.
"But if you do those things too,"
said a mouse,
"perhaps you'll find her."
So that's exactly what Logan did. First, he dived into the river. Splash! Brr. It was chilly. It was lucky he'd packed his snorkel. There was a whole new world underwater. Logan saw fish and frogs and snails, but he didn't see Luna. Then he rode off with the deer. Whoosh! My, it was fast. It was lucky he'd brought his scarf to help him hold on. There was a whole new world in the woods. He saw sparrows and squirrels and butterflies, but he didn't see Luna. Then he tiptoed into a cave. Eek! It was lucky he'd packed his flashlight. There was a whole new world in the dark. He saw bats and spiders and sleeping bears, but he didn't see Luna. Logan was amazed at all the things he'd done. "If only I could find Luna," he said. "She'd be really proud of me." He was so pleased with himself, he decided to have a cookie. But before he could open the tin, he heard a shout. "Stay back, you wicked wolf!" That voice sounded very familiar. In fact, it sounded just like Luna. Oh no! A huge, hungry wolf was trying to eat her. Oh my goodness. This is terrifying. Is he going to do anything about it? Let's see. Logan hid behind a tree. Suddenly, he didn't feel brave at all. "I want to go home," he whimpered. But he couldn't let Luna be eaten. So he picked up his cookies, gathered up all his courage, and ran. "No!" he cried. "Don't eat Luna! Eat my cookies!" The wolf was very surprised. "Well, yes, I would be too. What has he done? Now the wolf can have two bunnies for dinner and cookies for dessert, right?"
"No. Turn the page."
"I'm ready. Let's find out."
"Cookies," he said. "I don't mind if I do."
And he gobbled up the whole lot. The wolf was very friendly after that.
"That was amazing," cried Luna. "When did you become so brave?"
"I think I started this morning," said Logan, "when I was baking cookies."
Luna laughed.
"Shall we go home and bake some more?"
"I'd like that," said Logan. "But first, we need another adventure."
And wow, wowie, wowzers. In the picture, we can see, what are they doing?
They're flying on an eagle, and he has his pretty scarf around the eagle's neck, to hold on.
Mm-hmm.
It looks like I can kind of see the wolf, and the wolf's kind of smiling down below.
Yeah. Well, he's happy because he's got a tummy full of cookies.
Smiling as he howls.
In fact, we can see all the friends, right?
Mm-hmm.
The otters and the bears.
Mm-hmm.
Well, now I think we need an autumn adventure ourselves, don't we?
Mm-hmm.
And that, my friends, is...
the end.
The end.